This is Raul to the stack, if I can.
Yeah, Raul, you have the floor. You haven't spoken for a long time, and
I wasn't sure if I'm entitled to the stack, but. I hear everybody what everybody's saying. I really do appreciate the action that's being taken. I see and I appreciate what Don was trying to put into motion, and I also understand what William had, some concerns about that. And I think I see both views, but I think the motion that's being done is more on a long-term basis. Rather than this particular situation that we are in right now. Moving forward, I think that we really need to have some kind of accountability and responsibility to the business managers, to the national office. I think it's more on the long term. And in this situation that we are in right now, I think we can rectify by each member encouraging their management to do a more a little bit more push on to complying with the auditors. But I do appreciate the fact that you're reading on to what's going on here, and I think you're doing some action. And like I said, it's a call to kind of reexamine the lines of responsibility, and at the same time we could help the audit process, the audit preparation process, more easily in future years, and I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you. You have the floor.
I agree with Raul 100%, and I think that, I guess it was Donald's motion, that if we pass that motion, it does speak to the long-term problems, like Raul said, which was my intent in agreeing with it in the first place, and that at the end of this 2013 process, we just do an evaluation. So that we can begin the process of accountability without having to fire anybody right away or, say that this problem is the cause of all of it, because there is no one person. It's been numerous PMBs, numerous committees, numerous managements, numerous years, and it's something that we have to move on to rectify it for the future. If we fail to pass something now, it'll be, 2015 before we say anything about it again, or that's provided it gets enough support at the PNB level to be passed. I think that this body needs to make a recommendation like Donald's. I don't think that the extra meeting is necessary or discussing individual persons is necessary until we actually have some evaluation of it. And it's the holidays. Who can stand an extra meeting now? Every committee's trying.
Trying to wrap up Pacifica's business before the end of the year. And we have a meeting scheduled 2 days before Christmas, which I was... In any case... So we have a motion on the floor about convening an executive session of the audit committee. I forget who put that motion forward. Is that Kim?
Yes, it was Kim. Does anyone want to do it on a weekend?
We didn't vote on it yet. This is William. Vote on the need to have such a meeting.
Yes, orders of the day, please.
Yes. Well, Kim, before we can set a date for such a meeting, we have to vote to have it. I'm afraid the chair is a little tired and is not. I'm a little bit lost at this point.
Hi, this is
Kim. Who's this?
Back. This is Kim. I fell.
Did you get hung up on?
Yeah.
So, excuse me, the chair is a little bit lost at this point.
The secretary. Can I go?
And one member called for the order of the day, which would be exactly what point are we on in the meeting? I am sort of lost at this point, and
we have to vote on the meeting, don't we?
Yeah. Does somebody want to call the question on the motion to call an executive session?
This is Hank.
I'll call the question.
You call the question, Hank? Okay.
That would be you, Fred, because you can't call the question in a committee meeting.
Oh, that's right.
This is Kim. Recognize. Hello?
Yes. Kim, you have the floor, Kim.
Okay. Okay. Stop.
You're
meeting or you don't, and we either meet soon or not bother, okay? So to set a session and then say, well, we want it in 3 weeks, there's no point. I wanted to do it soon. Otherwise, this motion is like point to it. I don't know that there's I think we should take a vote. Otherwise, I mean, and the fact is, otherwise, whatever we're doing is not helping audit present situation. We need to do what we can to make sure this is done in March. The 2013, that's done. We've lost that money. And it to get done in order to do the 2014. I just don't see, and Raul has not comforted me, that there is a way that this audit can be, the 2014 audit, can in any way be ready to be in January. Because that's the only time Armandino can do it. After January, they're not available.
Kim, your voice is sort of breaking up. It's hard to understand what you're saying.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Where did I break up? The whole thing?
No.
Okay, William for the stack.
I think we got the gist of it.
I think so. William, you have the floor.
Okay, I know we're going to go ahead and vote on it pretty soon, on whether we're going to have an executive session or not, but I still don't have any understanding of why someone thinks, or some people think we need an executive session. I think the people that are talking about it have some issue at KPFK that I don't know that it applies to the problem at the KPFT's business manager. So I just don't.
Thank you, William.
Okay, this is Kim. I'm on a different phone. Maybe this will be better.
It is Kim.
Okay.
Chair, I got a point of information. This is Lawrence.
What's your point of information, Lawrence?
Aren't we supposed to be voting on this motion now? Because it was moved by Hank. And I think that's what's in order. Is that what's in order, Chair?
This is Kim.
Thank you, Lawrence, for your point of order, point of information. Kim, what do you want to say?
You cannot call the question in a committee. We're waiting until we're finished discussing it in order to take a vote. I guess what I said before wasn't heard. My point in making this motion was that either we have a closed session soon or there's really no point. My goal in doing this is not to, I mean, if we want to do evaluations of people, that's fine. That's not what this is about. This is about trying to get these audits done so we don't lose $1 million, period. Now, you're going to have to take me on faith that it's worth having a closed session. Obviously, you know, we can't talk about it on here.
It involves personnel.
Yes. I mean, I just don't understand the hemming and hawing about an hour meeting sometime out of the ordinary in order to possibly at least say we tried everything to get $1 million, okay? We, the audit committee, tried to do what we could to get this $1 million.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Yes, Lawrence.
So it seems like the discussion has been exhausted. If not, I mean, you're exhausted. I'm beginning to get exhausted. Nobody else is saying anything. I think we should just go ahead and entertain Kim's motion and move on.
Well, I thought Kim had a motion on the floor to have an executive.
Oh, Jesus, it was a motion to have this meeting. I mean, I thought we could maybe agree on a date, but let... this is just unbelievable. Let's, I guess, take a vote on whether y'all want to have a meeting. And then spend, you know, the next half a night time trying to figure out what date is convenient for anyone here. I'll take the roll, okay? Are we ready to vote?
Secretary, please take the roll.
Okay. This is to have a meeting, a special meeting in a week after, as soon as possible, after 7 days from tonight. Jose Luis Fuentes. Hello, Jose Luis?
Yes.
Okay. Jane Gatewood.
No.
No.
That's correct.
Yeah, no. William Heerwagon.
No.
Kim Kaufman votes yes. Hank Lamb.
No.
Robert Mark.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Pass.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Donald Goldmacher. Has Donald left the call? Apparently, Fred Blair.
I'll vote yes.
And Brenda Medina.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2, 3.
Is that five yeses? 5, 3, 1. 5, 3, 1. So we voted to have an executive session, but now we have to select a date that's yeah, I suggest that we pull the members by email for the date, and
no, it'll take so long. It'll take too long.
What chair?
Brenda, yes.
Can I move my earlier motion of having it during the next meeting? I want to be conscious that there's other committee, not our full committee, is not present. And like our CFO stated, the issues that we would probably be discussing within this executive session meeting will probably not affect the current audit. So I'm going to move that as motion.
So you're making a substitute motion to the motion that we just voted on to approve, because my motion was to have a meeting after 7 days.
No,
as soon
no,
as possible. That was my motion, Brenda. That was my motion.
Chair.
Could you state your motion, Brenda?
So I just want to clarify whether or not I'm actually going to make this motion. So we voted on whether or not to have an executive session meeting, correct? That's what
no,
we just voted on.
I will repeat what I said before we voted. An executive session an executive session meeting as soon as possible after 7 days.
Okay, so it's still relevant. It's still relevant. So that's what I'm moving, is because we already have a next scheduled meeting for the month of December.
As soon as possible. An executive session meeting as soon as...
Hold
on,
excuse me, Kim. Can I please speak?
Chair, point of order.
Oh... Who requested a point of order?
Lauren. I mean, there's a member speaking, and then there's another member that's interrupting the member. Can you please maintain the quorum?
Thank you, Lawrence. Again, Brenda, can you please state clarify and state your motion?
Thank you, Fred. Okay, so my motion is that I propose we do this executive session at our next scheduled open session meeting. Have a time certain of the open session to, let's say, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Start the executive session right after there.
That's in about 4 weeks.
Because
the next December meeting is December 23rd.
Yes, I understand that. So it would be in compliance to what people just voted on in having an executive session and after the 7 days notice. So you would be essentially noticing an executive session for a month from now. People can vote
Hank
either.
Hank, thank you. Are you finished, Brenda?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Hank, you got the floor.
Well, the body just voted to have it as soon as possible after, and the purpose of the meeting, as I understand it, is to discuss at least one personnel issue that is pertinent to what is going on with the current 2013 audit. And a month is a long time to wait to hear important news about an audit. You know, if it weren't for notice, I would say we'd just stay and do it tonight. But... as a matter of, you know, adhering to the rules, we need to notice it. So I think, you know, let's get it out of the way ASAP. I'm looking at the calendar, and there really aren't any good dates until the 18th of next month that are empty. But, you know, there's the 26th, which is a Wednesday that's empty. But that's, again... tomorrow, that's tomorrow night, and we're not, you know, we're not meeting our mandate to announce meetings. But if we're going to have the meeting and the body just voted to do it, we ought to do it ASAP, just so that we can perhaps affect how fast this audit gets completed rather than waiting another month and not having any effect on it, having missed the boat on that.
Thank you. I think you made your point. Thank you. It would have to be after the December 3rd, which is after the 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, William with a point of order.
William, you have the floor. What's your point of order, William?
I'd just like to point out that the original motion did not include anything about the 7 days. The maker of the motion just threw that in just before the vote. The original motion was just to have an executive session. Thank you.
Thank you, William.
And thanks to the stack, I would just reiterate what I just got through saying as to the time importance.
This is Kim.
Kim, you have the floor.
My original motion was to have a closed session as soon as possible. I modified it based on the notice provision that we all want to adhere to.
Yeah, William for the stack again.
William, you have the floor.
Yeah, the maker of the motion just threw that in at the last minute. There was never any discussion of it. It was never proposed until, never mentioned until just before the vote, and that is not the way you take votes. You make a motion and discuss it and then vote. That was never discussed.
This is Kim. Can I be recognized, please?
Yes, I recognize you, Kim.
I think we spent the last half an hour discussing how to do this, being compliant with all the places we need to be compliant by. At any rate, the fact is we do want to notice it in 7 days, and the intent of my motion, I will state again, was to do it as soon as possible. That was the intent of the motion. And whatever. I'm ready to take a vote on Brenda's. If you all want to wait a month, that's fine. I'd like that on the record, that you all have, you know, just want to wait a month. Let's do it. Although, by then, it doesn't even matter, quite frankly, because I'll deal with it elsewhere. And I don't care if the rest of the committee knows. I'll write an email to the committee telling them.
Chair, the point of order.
Warren, what's your point of order?
That is way out of order. It's almost threatening for us to, you know, be able to be informed and to be able to make a vote in regards to the information, and now we're being threatened that, you know, I'll send an email, I'll take it elsewhere. I mean, I don't think that's appropriate, Chair.
This is Kim. You may want to wait for... This is Kim. Can I be recognized?
Yes, Kim. I'm sorry.
You may want to wait to take a month. I will deal with it elsewhere. I will deal with it at the PNB, or I will, you know, write an email to the committee. I've made my motion. You want to vote another way, that's fine with me. I don't care, but I'm not waiting a month to do something that I think needs to be done in order to get $1 million for this organization, period.
Lawrence, to the stack, please.
Lawrence, you have the floor.
Yes. I mean, I think everybody on this committee wants $1 million, $1,100,000, which is at stake. And so, you know, I think to be reasonable is, you know, to be consistent. I mean, you were asked to send the motion that we had retained on Amino again and to the PNB, and you did not. But it seems like you just want to be able to write emails that are convenient to you, Ms. Kaufman, and I think that's really not fair.
Lawrence, I don't want people to get into personal tussles here.
Should we vote?
Mr. Chair, Hank to the stack, please.
Yes, Hank, you have the floor.
I would propose that we make it for next Wednesday. KPFK Finance is meeting. If this person is involved in the finance dealings there, then perhaps it would be better to have the meeting that soon, and that the importance of it makes attending this committee lets it overshadow the couple of people that might be KPFK finance people. It's also a night of the programming committee, which I'm not sure how that overlaps, but if we have to get it done, we have to get it done, and the sooner the better. So I would propose Wednesday the 3rd. That's exactly our 7-day notice, and we can be compliant and get it done.
This is Kim.
Kim, you have the floor.
I am on the finance committee meeting. On the finance committee, so is Fred. That finance committee meeting number one is during the daytime because we need to have a meeting with management. So that's during the daytime.
Correct. Yeah.
I actually am on the programming committee, but this is more important. And since I'm the only one affected on this committee, the programming, you know, I don't think this will take that long, although everything takes long.
Longer than it should.
But whatever. Wednesday is fine with me. I mean, Wednesday is fine with me, and we, I guess, need to vote on Brenda's motion, and we've never voted on Donald's motion. So, and we needed to really vote on Donald's motion. Well, I guess, well, we need to vote on Donald's motion before we vote on Brenda's motion. Or,
first order,
conversely,
last.
Conversely, I could move to table Donald's motion.
William for the stack, or no, William for the point of order.
Okay, William.
Yeah, we voted to have an executive session meeting. Now we're trying to pin down the date. This is what's the thing to do now, not go to table some other motion or vote on some other motion. We finished with the executive session as this order of business.
Point of order.
What is your point of order?
Hey, motion to table is a priority motion. It doesn't get discussed. It just gets voted on.
Did I don't know if anybody, if Kim actually made a motion to table William's motion.
No, Donald's motion. Yes, I did.
This is Jane Gatewood of the SAC.
Okay, Jane, you have the floor.
You can't discuss the motion. You have to go and vote on it.
I think that it was the point of order was that she was moving to table a motion that was not on the table. What was on the table was the proposed date. But on that note,
Fine, I'll withhold it. I'll withhold it, Jane. I withdraw it, okay? I'll withdraw it. I guess we have to agree if we want to meet Wednesday and then take Brenda's vote on Brenda's motion to do something different.
Robert Stack?
Yeah.
Robert, you have the floor. You haven't spoken.
There is a procedure in Robert's rules that our good friend Ted Weiskel educated us about once, which I think it's called division of the house or something like that. But at any rate, what it is when you're debating, like picking a date, and there are several choices that people have mentioned, that you just call the roll and have people to state their preference, and the one that gets the most votes wins. So we don't have to have an up or down vote on each day we pick.
Well, we've had one date suggested, which is Wednesday, December 3rd. Do we have to have a second date so that we have a...
The 23rd was the original motion.
No, the 23rd was the substitute motion, Brenda's substitute motion.
Well, either way, we have the 23rd and we have the 3rd.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm willing to take the vote, if anybody else is. I'm willing to call the roll.
Do we have another date besides those two dates, the 3rd and the 23rd? Or do we... Okay, Madam Secretary, will you take the roll?
Okay, we're voting on December 3rd.
Well, people are going to give their preference. So either the 3rd or the 23rd.
Okay. Jose Luis Fuentes.
December 3rd.
Jane Gatewood. Jane? I'll come back. William Heerwagon.
23rd.
Kim Kaufman, the 3rd. Hank Lamb.
3rd.
Robert Mark.
Yes, the 3rd.
Brenda Medina.
23rd.
Lawrence Reyes.
Sorry, I'm
here.
The 3rd.
Pardon me?
He said the 3rd.
Lawrence Reyes said the 3rd.
Yes.
Okay, and Donald Gomacher appears to be gone. Donald? Jane Gatewood? And who else didn't? And Fred Blair.
The 3rd.
Okay, so that's Fred, Jose Luis, Jane Gatewood, William Heerwagon, Kim, Hank, Robert, Brenda, Lawrence, and Donald. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 and 2. 6 yes. Six for December 3 and 2 for December 23.
So we have a date. I didn't hear Jane respond. I just
okay. Well, you know, she didn't respond.
Okay. So that was yeah, 6. I'm sorry.
Apparently, 2 have dropped off.
Yes.
What time?
5:30.
Okay.
Now, we don't need to notice it, but we do need to get a number from Otis.
Okay.
Incorrect. You need to notice every meeting.
We need to notice it, yeah.
Okay. Kim, as chair, as interim chair, I will notice it on KPTX, KPFTX.
Okay.
And...
be sure and reference the personnel as reason for the closed session, too. You're going to comply with the open meetings law. You got to go all the way.
Thank you, Robert.
Is there anything else we want to do tonight? Otherwise,
I'm sorry, Chair.
Yes, Brenda.
I don't think I got clarification whether or not we tabled Donald Marker's motion, but I would like to take that up prior to, asking if anybody has any other questions to Raul. I don't know if he's still on the call. And then calling to adjourn the meeting.
This is Kim. We did have one more thing on the agenda, and that was the election. I'd like to give an update.
We still have motions out there.
Yes. We did not, as far as the chair understands, I don't think we tabled Donald's motion.
Correct.
And I made an amendment to it, so we have to vote on the amendment before the motion.
And your amendment, Hank?
Was to, at the end of the 2013 audit, do an evaluation on those directly involved in doing the audit, which at this point, I apparently would only be about four people. But it would get the ball rolling. I'm not saying we have to take action against anyone unless there's some grievous reason, but let's get the ball rolling with them.
Okay.
Point of information, Hank, is that in addition to his motion or instead of his motion?
It's an amendment to his motion. In addition to.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, this is Kim. I'll speak to Donald's motion that, let me get to it.
Go ahead, Kim.
I'll speak to Donald's motion because I think Hank's motion doesn't really, is not really an amendment to it, since basically governance does not meet with management. We cannot request management to discuss the failure, to provide materials that, well, his motion is to refresh everybody. Members of the audit committee should request meetings with their management to discuss the failure to provide materials that would allow Pacifica to complete the 2013 and 2014 audits in a manner timely. Now, my position is this is the CFO's duty or the PNB's to instruct the CFO to do this. It is not governance. It is not the audit committee to engage with management on this level. So I'm going to vote against this, and I maintain it is the CFO's job to do this.
Hank, to the stack.
Hank, you have the floor.
The CFO has no authority to act on any of it, as these people are under the general managers, and it is part of the checks and balances that we've been instructed to put in place for some time, and we haven't had evaluations of these people, and LSBs do evaluations of managers. It's not strictly a management thing. They are, in fact, called business managers and are a part of management, and LSBs and PMBs have, we are governance and we govern how things run. I think it's imperative that we, after all these years, put in place something that will act as an enforcement to get these people to do the job on time and turn the reports in on time. Otherwise, we're set up for, another year without, proper reporting from any station and another year of compliance failures and another year of wondering what's really going on with the books, et cetera. At some point, we've got to have some sort of prophylactic measure that covers us from year to year, body to body, report to report, audit to audit, and not just throw a Band-Aid on each year. And I think that beginning to do the evaluations at the end of audits, I think is a good way to move people along. And we're discussing actually my amendment at this point in time, not the main motion.
I don't remember what your amendment is at this point. It would be nice if you could send it in writing because I don't remember it.
I can do that.
However, I am going to now table this until after our next closed session meeting. And we can discuss this there. And I will just give one additional bit of information. That there was an evaluation of business managers done with the previous CFO, and we can discuss how that was handled. But that is how a previous evaluation handled. It went out of the CFO, and everybody on the various committees participated in that evaluation of the business managers. But it was it came out of the CFO's office, because ultimately it is the CFO who is responsible for getting the audit done. And it is the audit committee to make sure that the CFO gets the audit done. I mean, that's what the CFO is supposed to do, get the audit done, get the tax returns filed. We can't do that. We're not paid to do that.
Okay. Point of order, William?
What's your point of order, William?
Yeah, there was a motion to table. There's no discussion.
Roll call.
Kim, Madam Secretary, you want to do the roll call?
Are there any objections? Are there any objections?
Thank you.
I object.
Well, then we have to do a roll call.
Okay, so I guess we're...
Is this the table, the Donald's motion or Hank's amendment?
Well, does anybody mind combining them?
It's the motion. The amendment doesn't stand alone.
Right. So we're voting to table both the amendment and the...
No. Point of order, Chair?
What's your point of order, Lawrence?
What's in order, sir, is that first we vote on the amendment, and then the amendment would affect the main motion. I mean, you can't combine both of them. I mean, you can't have it both ways.
Kim, what's your point of order?
We're voting to table them both, because they're both dependent on each other.
Well, I move that we vote on them separately. This is Lawrence.
But before we do that, we have to vote on whether or not to table.
But I think because they're both related, that you have to... I mean, Hank's amendment without the main motion doesn't mean anything.
The chair is ruling that we're voting on them as a combined motion. So we're voting to table both the motion and its amendment.
Can I take the roll?
Please, Madam Secretary, take the roll.
Okay, Jose Luis Fuentes.
Pass.
Jane Gatewood. William Heerwagon.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman votes yes. Hank Lamb.
No.
Robert Mark.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
This is for tabling, correct?
Pardon me?
Yes.
Table both things, both of them.
Pass for now.
Lawrence Reyes.
I'll vote no.
And Donald Goldmacher appears to be gone. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
And Brenda Medina. Oh, Fred Blair. I'm sorry, Fred Blair.
I vote yes.
And Brenda Medina, you passed.
I vote yes.
Okay, we're on record as being against taking any action on it.
Robert Mark Stack.
Robert, you have the floor.
I'd just like to say that with regard to Donald's motion, I don't see anything in that motion that we couldn't do, whether or not this committee voted to do that. This committee certainly doesn't have any authority to make them talk to us, but I think they would if we made the contact.
So if anybody wants to just do that until we get around to taking it off the table, you should. And one question you might ask is when's the last time your CFO was evaluated?
Yeah, William for the stack, or no, actually,
William, you have the floor.
Yeah, we didn't get an announcement of the vote, and
I'm sorry, it was 6-2, 6-2, 6 yes, 2 no.
No abstentions.
Correct.
William, for Stack, if there's going to be any,
well,
something.
William, you have the floor.
Yeah, someone, I think it was Ms. Kaufman, wanted to talk about the election. I'd be in favor of that, the chair election.
Okay. Any objections?
You said you were going to talk about it at the end.
Yeah. Well.
That sounds awfully like orders of the day.
Unless somebody wants to talk about anything else, I'm prepared whenever y'all are ready.
You have the floor, Kim.
Basically, we gave everybody 2 days, 2 weeks, and basically that 2 weeks is this Thursday. I guess I took a while to take it out, and then Lachelle was busy that I wasn't really aware of. And so Thursday, I hope everybody has gotten theirs in, but Thursday is the deadline, and then I've got to find people to go in there and watch the count, which I guess I can do hopefully by Monday.
I have a question.
You have the floor, Brenda.
Thanks. Kim, you stated this Thursday, and from the emails that I read, it says the 26th, which is tomorrow. Tomorrow, Wednesday?
I don't know. That's what I read. That's what I thought it said on Thursday. I'll have to double check.
Here.
Where did I? That was my.
Here, if I can find it, I will.
I don't have it right in front of me right now. I thought it was Tuesday. I thought it was Thursday, and I didn't pay attention to the number of the date. So I don't know. If it's tomorrow, it ain't going to happen because they're out of there by noon. And either way, I mean, I have to find 2 people to go over there Monday, assuming it's convenient for the national office to stop what they're doing and do this.
Looking at the ballot here, just for everybody's information, a specific date wasn't given. It was just 2 weeks after the ballot was mailed out.
Yeah, and I remember her sending it out on a Thursday. That's, I guess, what I remember.
Since what I have here, it was sent out on Friday, the 14th.
Hmm. All right. Well, at any rate, it'll happen next week.
Yeah, William for the stack.
You have the floor, William.
Okay, I'm going to explain why right after I do this. I'm going to submit the same motion I submitted at the last meeting that we, and you all have it, should all have it in writing if you got my email earlier today correcting the minutes from the last meeting. And now, can I get to discuss that? Or motivate it, I guess.
No, that motion has already been voted on and turned down.
Well, we have new circumstances. That's why I need to submit it again.
I don't believe we do. I absolutely, I mean.
Well, this election is no better than any of the prior elections. That's what I need to discuss.
Well, then make a new motion. I don't see why.
I'm going to read it again, Chair. Okay, I'll introduce the whereases. How's that? I'm going to make a motion. Whereas one member, Richard Uzzell, did not receive his ballot along with everybody else, and perhaps there was a second email, which I didn't see, being addressed to Mr. Uzzell, and Mr. Uzzell subsequently voted and sent his ballot with his pick to everybody on the list, and there were two people, Carolyn Burden and somebody else, who said they didn't get, they couldn't open the ballot attachment. And then Kim Kaufman sent a copy of hers to Carolyn Burden so Carolyn Burden could vote. Whether she voted or not, I don't know. She sent a thank you. And I don't know if the other person who said they also could not open it ever was able to vote. And I hear there's someone from Texas that also has never got the attachment or never got to vote. So I think we're in just bad shape as we were on any on the second election, and therefore I go back to the first motion from last time, which was to do what? I haven't got it in front of me. So all those.
I'll read it.
And then this is the therefore. Go ahead and read it.
Yes. Move that Goldmacher and Lefebvre's ballots, if any, received for the second balloting be added to the first ballots. The thusly combined ballots for chair be tallied to determine the possible winner if there is not a tie. Members Goldmacher could not open the first ballot attachment. And member Lefebvre did not see request for first ballot. This was sent out today at 5:18 p.m.
This is Kim.
Yes.
I did not send out my ballot to the group addressed to Carolyn in response to her not being able to open the file. I sent the file, the ballot that everyone received, in an open email so Carolyn could copy it and put it in her own Word document that suited her. And there was another person who couldn't open it, who could use that. It was not my ballot. It was the ballot. If there's another person who did not receive it, I don't know who that is. And so what? Richard sent it to the group. He made a mistake or didn't care, and he told Lachelle to just count it as a... I don't know what he said. He fixed it with Lachelle, so that was his ballot. He didn't care that it was... Everybody could see it. And really, who cares?
Kim, point of information, have you talked to Lachelle and has she indicated how many ballots she's actually received?
No. I mean, I haven't. I just assume people aren't paying attention and not everybody's going to do it, no matter how many times I do this.
Yes, Robert, you have the floor.
I was the person from Texas who could not open the ballot because it was sent from the central office, and I did, in fact, cut and paste the information from the email that Kim sent out, and I did cast my ballot.
Good. Okay. Well, Williams made a motion. Do people want to vote on it, or do we want to discuss it further? I'm ready to vote, and I will be happy to call the roll.
Chair, I'm sorry.
Yes.
This is ridiculous. Kim, it seems to be not only the secretary, but the chair as well.
I'm well aware of that, Lawrence. The chair is exhausted. I have 6 hours of prep time for a medical procedure tomorrow. I'm not sure I'm going to survive to tomorrow. I'm exhausted, and I'm not really paying attention. I'm sorry. I apologize to the committee. I'm not doing my job. And I would hope this election would take place before the end of the year, because this committee is going to expire in about 5 weeks.
Well, not really. I mean, it won't until February or something.
Excuse me, this is Raul. I just want to say goodbye. Well. Hello?
Is this Raul? Yes.
Yes. Is it okay if I leave the...
Yes.
Yes, okay. Raul. Thank you very much for showing up and informing us. I know we all really appreciate
it. Thank you.
It's hard
so
to
much.
Figure out, and sorry.
No problem. All right, goodbye, good night. Thank you.
Good night, and thank you so much.
Mr. Chair, we have a motion before us about redoing the elections again, and it seems to me that the same issues have come up each time. That we've tried to have this. So I don't know that it would improve, but I don't know that it wouldn't. You know, my expectation is, knowing Pacifica, it probably wouldn't improve at all, and we'd run into a fifth and a sixth and, you know, so on.
This is
so,
right?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
And
so I would think, unless anybody that's on the call has a serious concern about validating this election, that we go ahead with it as it is, and have Kim count them on Thursday or whatever, or Friday.
Let's show.
Oh, it'd be Monday, I guess, before any of that could happen.
This is Kim.
Yes, Kim.
I'm going to vote against Williams' motion, of course, but I just want to clarify that Lachelle will print them out and count them, and then there are two observers who observe. That's just the way they've, you know, done it with these kinds of elections. So Lachelle will be printing it out and counting it, but there are two observers just to verify it. That no double ballots or anything like that were done. I don't know.
But we don't know how many ballots have actually been cast, if everybody has cast a ballot. And we won't know until after the show actually does the election.
Well, I could send an email tomorrow and ask her if y'all want. And
probably
if she has time, she can get back to us. I don't know what difference it'll make.
Yeah, William, for the stack.
Yes, William.
Yeah, I agree with
you. Have the floor.
I agree with Kim that it wouldn't matter how many ballots have been received. If we're going to do the election, so be it. But, you know, I still made the motion, but I still agree that we don't need to know how many ballots she received.
This is Kim.
Robert Stack's third request.
Was that Robert who just spoke?
That's me. I've asked to be on the stack three times and been ignored.
You have the floor, Robert. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that I am a suspect about a process that takes two elections, takes some ballots from one, and puts it in with another. I am more likely to have faith in this election if they would do a roll call or make a list of everybody that sent in a ballot so we know how many people actually sent in ballots, and then let them open the ballots and see what they say.
This is Kim.
Kim, you have the floor.
I will send out an email, a reminder email, to everyone tonight, reminding them to vote. And that's as good as it's going to get. If people aren't paying attention, if they don't want to vote, I had to respond. I felt we all had to respond to the people that said they never got them. We know that everybody got them. And If they don't want to vote, if they're not paying attention, oh, well, what are you going to do?
Mr. Chair, point of information.
What's your point of information?
And perhaps one of our folks that's more familiar with Roberts and a combination of Roberts and our bylaws, is there a particular number of votes from this committee that must be attained in order to call it a quorum in the vote?
I've never heard of that.
From my understanding of the bylaws, there's no threshold. The committee members, I would hope a majority of the committee members would vote, but I don't think the bylaws specify that.
Yeah, William, for the fact.
Go, William, you have the floor.
Yeah, for the PNB and for its committees, I believe the bylaws say you, as long as you, the total number of votes cast equals the quorum that was needed.
Okay, I don't recall.
So if we have more than half, we're good.
Okay. I didn't even know it specified a quorum, but
this is
thank
Kim.
You. You have the floor, Kim.
Maybe William can send that provision to us from the bylaws, because I don't recall it.
Well, that would be for any kind of vote, and I'll look for it, but I can't look for it.
No, not now.
Send it at another time.
Yes. What's your point of order?
My point of order is that it requires a quorum for this committee to take any action. The election of the chair is an action. So I agree with the member who says that the total number of votes must at least equal a quorum of this committee.
All right.
Thank you.
It sounds reasonable. Okay, I've exhausted the stack as it stands at this point.
Can I call the roll?
Madam Secretary, call the roll. And we're voting on
William's
motion that he sent out today in the email on the election.
Okay. Jose Luis Fuentes.
That motion be read?
William, can you read it?
No, actually, Fred read it for me after I did a bunch of whereases, the problems that I cited, and then I think it was Fred that read it. So I don't have it in front of me.
What's the gist?
I did read it. I'll give you the question. Move that Gold Walker and Lefebvre ballots, if any, received from the second balloting be added to the first ballots, that thusly combined ballots for chair be tallied to determine the possible winner if there is not a tie. Member Gold Walker should not open first ballot attachment, and Member Gold Walker did not open first ballot attachment, and Member Lefebvre did not see request for first ballot. So,
yes.
And this was sent out today by William Hairwagon.
Yes.
Okay. Jane Gatewood. William Hairwagon.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman votes no. Hank Lamb?
I'll pass for now.
Robert Mark?
No.
Brenda Medina?
Pass.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
And Donald Goldmacher? not here. Fred Blair?
I'm going to vote no.
Okay, Hank Lamb?
I'm going to vote no.
And Brenda Medina?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, so it's 3 yes, 4 no, and 1 abstention. Fails. We shall carry on with the third election. I will send out an email to everyone reminding them to vote if they haven't, and I think that's as good as it's going to get.
Robert Stack.
Robert, you have the floor.
Move adjournment.
Second, third, fourth.
There's no seconds. Do I hear any objection? Hearing no objection, we are adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.